VO Radio for the voiceover community.
Call in and ask a contributor a question.
Here on VO Radio, the live shows every Monday and Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern.
Whether a beginner or veteran voice talent,
there's something for everyone.
VO Radio, it's here for you.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Let's Talk VO here on VO Radio. I'm Anthony Reese, joined by Bev Standing, Stacey Barrow, and back from a little tour of Canada in an RV, lucky you, and is Deb Munroe. So, hey, listen, I want to tell you about the What's Your Story feature we have here, just in case you haven't heard. We have trivia coming up in a few minutes here that Bev's going to be giving out today's trivia question. The last Wednesday, or if it falls on a Monday or Wednesday of the month, we draw randomly a name from the entries that had the proper answer to the trivia throughout the month, and that individual talent gets an opportunity to be featured here live like we would have been doing today, but unfortunately our guest couldn't make it. So we will be doing one on Wednesday or on Monday and then Monday of the following week. It gives you an opportunity to be featured on What's Your Story here on VO Radio. Basically, it's a sit-down like we did with David Gilbert last week, which was great. Gives us a chance and the audience a chance to get up close and personal with you and find out what your backstory is, what makes you tick, what makes you think the way you think, and what your career is and where your career is going. So you want to definitely check that out. So listen soon for that trivia coming up in just a few. We have a little surprise feature that I didn't plug yet. I wanted to plug. We have a new feature we're about to introduce. We're teasing it up right now. We're working at the kinks and the bugs and getting it all dialed in. It's a new thing we call VO Radio Tubies. VO Radio Tubies are YouTube live events that we're going to start holding. We're going to start having live events streamed through YouTube so you can attend visually with us our video stream live through YouTube. That gives you an opportunity to watch us, see us, get to know some of our contributors and our guests live, visually be part of our show, calling in and actually being part of the live Tubi. So keep your eyes and ears out about that. You can learn more right now by going to the live Tubi section of the website, and you can take a look and see what we have planned for that new thing we call the VO Radio Tubis coming up real soon. So we want to thank all of our sponsors, of course, and especially this time around, VoiceOver Collective and Vorg. So I'm going to have it off to Deb Munroe, who's going to get us into the Audition Underground. But first, let's go ahead and let's do this here.
Every voiceover talent, from beginners to intermediate to veterans, want to have feedback on their audition. This can be a very costly endeavor. VO Radio has just the solution with our Audition Underground. Here's another voiceover talent brave enough to enter the Audition Underground zone on VO Radio.
Well, we are so excited to have today's special guest. Congratulations, Patricia Smith. You are our audition choice today. So why don't we play that audition for us? We're going to do the 7-Eleven spot here. Now, let me tell you something about the 7-Eleven spot for those of you at home. This 7-Eleven spot would be found in the Edge Studio script library, which has been out there forever. And thank you, Edge Studio. First of all, I just, you know, want to say thank you to them for putting this out so many years ago. Those of you at home, please don't use these scripts. Use them for exercises. Please don't let me hear them on your demos. Don't use any of these things on your demos, guys. If you hear it on the show, don't use it on your demo. Just saying, just putting that out there. I know this script off by heart. I don't even need to look at this script. I know it so well. I work with it so often. It's one of my favorite scripts, so I can't wait to hear what Patricia does. Let's hear Patricia's audition, shall we?
So it's 2 a.m. and you're starving. Nothing in the fridge, nothing in the cupboards. You don't even have a dog biscuit hanging around. You think about cooking, but then you remember the 3-alarm fire you started last time you tried using the stove. Well, check out 7-Eleven. There's got to be one right near you. They have everything from burgers to tacos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 7-Eleven. Think of it as your own personal walk-in kitchen.
You're cute, Patricia. You're such a cute soul. First of all, I love your soul. I hear your soul and I love your soul. I like that you used that little bit of the secret in there. My favorite part was actually the end line. I liked how you gave that little like 7-Eleven, like it's a secret. I think that's brilliant and smart. What's interesting is before you got to that line, I'm like, she's whispering, I think on purpose. But I was torn, which I shouldn't have to be torn in that.
Yep.
I should know, are you whispering or is this an effect in your vocal? And I was torn as to which way to go with that. What I would do is, I think you have a sarcastic side. And if I could redirect you on this, I would pull out way more of your sarcastic side, because this is a humorous spot. It's a brilliant spot. I love the spot. It's one of my favorite spots on that library. It says friendly, fun, playful. Now, you give me playful at the end by that little whisper, which is beautiful. I like the age in your voice. I can tell you have some age and experience to you. But why is it 2 a.m? So is it 2 a.m. because you haven't slept, because you're old now and can't sleep, the hips are bothering, your knees bobbing, or
have you been out
on the bar all night? Were you at the bar all night party?
Right.
You know, so it, whoever takes this script on, why is it 2 a.m, first of all?
Yep.
Now, I'm assuming, Patricia, you were 2 a.m, you were trying to be quiet, because it was 2 a.m.
That's why, exactly, I thought that.
And so I love that choice. But what happened is that choice stayed in all the way throughout without changing. So if that choice would have changed in different dynamics, I think you were a little more whispery in the very first paragraph than you were in the second. But I think it needed more abrupt changes for me to get that. Versus, is she doing that or is she not doing that? So I would just add a bit more in there, like, and you're starving. I mean, nothing in the fridge, nothing in the cupboards. Are you whining because you're staring at the cupboards? Why are you whispering? Is it because then your husband's there? You try not to wake him up. And he's whining in the cupboards. He hasn't shopped for me in weeks. You know, like, have some understanding of a little more history. I want to hear more history in that story. But I know you have a really sarcastic side, so I would love to have had a chance to just have redirected you in that a little bit. But I love that initial choice. I thought that was very insightful.
I think that's very cool that you picked up that, because as I was playing that, I was thinking, and I, of course, I cheat because I get to hear these prior to everybody else, but mm-hmm. that's the first thing that came to my mind was, is she whispering because it's late night and early in the morning and she doesn't wake everybody up? Or is she actually doesn't want to give away the secret? You know, there's a lot of people who say, shh, don't tell them where we live. They might want to move here. So I love that she was playing on that angle like you picked up. So mm-hmm. very cool. Hey, Bev, what do you think, Bev? What's your thought on that?
I was going to say everything Debbie said. I felt the same way. I liked the read. I felt that maybe Pat was, or Patricia was trying to be, you know, a little more laid back and less presentational, a little less performance. But unfortunately, it came across like less involved and less intentional. There, less of an opinion about all the things that, you know, as Debbie said, like, you know, kind of like, oh, I'm starving. You know, like have that opinion in it. I did love how you switched, though. And it was such a nice switch and very obvious to the 7-Eleven. You showcased 7-Eleven's name, gave it that a little love right at the get-go. So I liked that switch. But pretty much everything else Deb said, mm-hmm. I just think, and you know, it's okay to whisper. Again, you know, it's 2 a.m, you're coming in and you're just talking to yourself, that inner voice, which is direction we get all the time now. But at the same time, even with your inner voice, you're just biting your nails.
Really?
Well, and you wouldn't be whispering to yourself either, Bev, right? Like you.
Well, if there was someone else in the house, you might be.
I think she's almost like whispering to camera. So it's 2 a.m.
Right. Like, come with me. She's in her pajamas. She's kind of, the camera's falling around. Yeah.
If I'm talking to myself, oh, so it's 2 a.m. And I'm, why would I say, and you're starving if I was talking to myself, right? You know what I mean?
That's
so there's
true.
Other different perspectives to see on that one. But that was a really good point.
I think a lot of it has to do with the POV, what's going on. Is she being followed around in pajamas and her slippers at 2 a.m?
That's
a follow her out the door, and all of a sudden you walk across the street, and it shows her opening the door to 7-Eleven, where her voice can raise a little bit more because now she's in more of a public setting. But I thought it was an overall fun read, very gutsy read, I thought. The only other comment that I would make, Pat, is make sure to keep an eye on your levels. Make sure that your levels are good. Your levels seem a little bit weak in the pants, as we say. So make sure that you're staying good and strong, -3, -6 in that area. So you're really good, strong auditions being sent out. You don't want to send auditions that are weak to where the studio engineer or the producer has to turn up the game, and then the girl or the guy or whatever before or after you, they have to back down because they're at the normal broadcast acceptable level. So watch that. Stacey, what's your thought when it comes to Pat's little performance there?
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought this was very, very well done. I loved this spot. Love the way you did it. I loved the secret voice, but especially at the end. That was my favorite. And my thought was kind of like what Deb said, it doesn't have to be this conspiratorial tone throughout necessarily. I would say go bigger or more obvious with your creative choices. And that climax to, you know, problem solution, you know, that aha moment,
yeah,
maybe, you know, more more obvious, you know, leading to that point. That would be my only suggestion. But I love your voice and you did such a great job with it. So, I mean, anything else is icing on the cake, in my opinion.
Fantastic feedback. Well, there you go, Pat or Patricia, whatever we should be calling you. Really cool. I mean, Deb gave you $1 million worth of gold there for sure. And Bev hammered it home and Stacy's points and mine. I think collectively you got really good advice. So that's what we're here for at VO Radio, trying to pay it forward and give all of you guys. Hey, listen, by the way, there are a lot of copy around the in libraries all across this industry. So the 7-Eleven piece that we actually used came from the library at Voice Actor Website Design, whatever that site is. That's where that particular piece was. But that goes to show you that everybody, Edge and everybody, has these different stock, if you will, public domain kind of clips out there. You do not want to use too many of that stuff. If you're doing demos professionally, you won't. But if you're working with somebody that's just a friend and you two are putting together your own demos, like Deb said, be careful that you don't put up too much stuff that is common out there that a lot of people in the business every day hear. But that is stuff that you can find all over the place to take a swing at. So really good job.